Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Donald Trump needs to see a doctor ASAP. Just moments ago, he deleted the photo depicting himself as Jesus healing a sick patient. Rather than him healing patients, he needs to be the patient immediately. He needs to get some sort of cognitive assessment from a doctor that is not handpicked by him to just give out false reports from the White House balcony. No, a real, legitimate medical professional that can diagnose his cognitive decline and his cognitive capability or lack thereof. Because after deleting this post, the one on screen now showing himself as Jesus healing a patient who looks kind of like Jeffrey Epstein with, you know, three devils behind. I need to point out that in the original version of this meme, there were angels behind him, but whoever in the White House added these devil wings clearly thinks Trump is the Antichrist and not actually Jesus. But Donald Trump made this post. Then not long after, it appears, Donald Trump deleted this post portraying himself as Jesus after facing some backlash from his own supporters. Trump's own supporters were calling him the Antichrist. I mean, let's read some of these comments. Someone says, "Mr. President, with all due respect, take this down. You are not Jesus. Even if this wasn't the intention, this is not a good look. I do not support this, and I know many others do not either. Remove it at once. You've probably already done too much damage with this meme. Give all honor, glory, and praise to Jesus, but certainly not this. If it's a staffer, fire them and offer an apology. It's not a staffer." He gives the excuse in just one moment. I'll play the clip, but to continue, "You are mocking Jesus. I deeply regret voting for you. Many people do. Your ego won't let you see it, or are you truly a sociopath? 25th Amendment. He's truly a sociopath." Someone said, "I voted for this. MAGA is dead. You think you're God, but the truth is you're possessed. Sacrilegious and preposterous. Idolatry, pride, and false worship. This is absolutely terrible." Someone said, "You are sick. I've never regretted a vote more. Literal blasphemy," this person says. Sorry, I'm enjoying this way too much. There's so many good stuff here. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're going to play clips of Trump trying to justify all of this in just one moment, but these comments are just too good. Someone says, "That's going a little too far, at real Donald Trump. Trump is depicting himself as Jesus, God now. You know who does that in Revelation? The Antichrist." At the very bottom it says, "Mr. President, with all due respect, I do not like this post. This was disappointing and unnecessary. Bad form. Trump is mocking God. Jesus only has the light in his hand, not Trump. Trump needs a lot of prayers, and he needs Jesus. Trump thinks he's king, but he is not. Jesus is king." Someone said, "This is not a good look for you, Mr. President. This is incredibly disturbing, Don. You are not okay. I call this idolatry. 25th Amendment time." All right, let's loop back to what Donald Trump said at the White House front lawn just moments ago while he was accepting a DoorDash order. This is one of the more bizarre scenes I've ever seen. The scene starts off with Donald Trump accepting multiple bags of McDonald's on DoorDash, and then while standing next to this McDonald's worker, he begins to take questions about the Pope, about the war in Iran, about the photo that he posted last night, then subsequently deleted, and I've never seen anything this absurd. So drop a like, and we're very close to 2 million subscribers, about 1 to 2,000 subs away, so thank you all for helping us get there. We're very, very close. Check this out.
Just delivered McDonald's, and I hope she is tipped very well. I'm sure she is. An incredible, of course, testament to the president, as always, caring for his staffers in the best way that they always love, which is McDonald's.
She's not going to forget that delivery.
No. Okay.
Neither are we. She has no idea.
Because, Emily, we do know the media are not far away. Can we hear any of what they're saying? Let's watch and listen.
We've got the great, big, beautiful bill. We should call it the great, big, beautiful tax cut bill, because it's a tremendous amount of money. And that's overtime. That's also on Social Security, as you know.
Yes.
And it's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
Well, you're really nice. Would you like to do a little news conference with me with these people? These are not the nicest people. They're not nice like you. You know that, right?
I'll do whatever you ask me to do, sir.
So the no tax on tips is something special, right?
It's very special.
Wow, what a totally not planned, what a totally candid scene we just saw there. Obviously, Donald Trump had one of his supporters come and say DoorDash grandma, deliver food so he could hold a press conference, but it gets even weirder.
That's the one that really pertains to you more than anything else.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's fantastic. It's so, it's such an honor to meet you. And I think you voted for me, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah? I heard you're a great supporter. We appreciate it.
Wait, did she say maybe to did you vote for me? Wait.
It's fantastic. It's so, it's such an honor to meet you. And I think you voted for me, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah? I heard you're a great...
She said maybe. She didn't even vote for the guy to continue. The person that then probably didn't vote for Trump, I might have said she was a Trump supporter a minute ago. I was wrong. It seems like she didn't vote for Trump. She then has to do a press conference with him as he gets asked, hey, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Mr. President, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it. And I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better.
We are never going to let MAGA try to spin this or get away with this one. It's very clearly him as Jesus. What do you mean he thought he was a doctor? He said there was a Red Cross doctor. He's talking about this one in the bottom right corner. He clearly has the light in his palm of healing, just like Jesus Christ does. He has the healing in his palm. I mean, this is a new level of laziness coming from Donald Trump regarding lies. You know who needs to see a doctor? Is Trump himself. Trump is the one who needs to see a doctor absolutely immediately. He's still trying to bullshit his way through the war in Iran as well by saying, oh, the other side is begging for a deal. One day he'll say they're not taking this seriously enough and they need to start taking the negotiations seriously. The next day he says they're begging for a deal and they really want one.
Talks planned with Iran, and if so, will you send Vice President Jamie Vance with?
Well, he's done a good job, and Steve and Jared, they've all done a very good job, and I can tell you that we've been called by the other side. They'd like to make a deal very badly, very badly.
What was the sticking point over? You said it was over nuclear.
It was over nuclear, very similar, yeah, very good. I guess you're listening. It's over the fact that they will never have a nuclear weapon.
Why was he so condescending in that answer when he's the one who said 8 months ago they were obliterated, the nuclear regime was obliterated? He then gets asked about the Strait of Hormuz. He's, again, doing the same thing. Just like I said a minute ago, he contradicts himself. Iran is begging for a peace deal. Oh, but they need to take it more seriously. In this clip, he begins to say, we don't need the Strait. We don't use the Strait of Hormuz. Then why are we currently using a bunch of military resources blockading it? Why are you throwing tantrums and making this a central piece of negotiation?
As far as the naval blockade is concerned, what's the end game? Is it to force Iran back to the negotiating table? Is it to open up the Strait so the gas prices ultimately come down?
Maybe everything. I mean, you know, both of those things, certainly, and more. We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing. They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen. And, you know, the amazing thing is can you believe this? We don't use the Strait. We don't need the Strait. We have our own oil and gas.
We absolutely need the Strait. That is why gas prices have spiked for everybody when the Strait of Hormuz closed. And right now, this is a little bit of the kettle calling the pot black, or the pot calling the kettle black. Whichever one it is, that is exactly what is happening. Trump is saying that Iran can't be extorting the world for tolls through the Strait of Hormuz with their military. So Trump's response is to send our military and extort the world through the Strait of Hormuz in a very similar way by blocking which ships can and cannot go through it in an escalatory manner. This is not how you fix the problem. This is how you create a precedent for the problem to continue. This is how you justify Iran's actions.
Many ships are heading to our country right now as we speak to load up with the best... Really, I guess you could say, somebody said the best and sweetest. I don't know exactly what sweet is, but when it relates to oil, it's a good thing. But they're coming to our country right now. There are many boats coming to our country now.
What is he talking about? We need the 25th Amendment absolutely immediately. Is your expectation The other countries will help you with the blockade, he gets asked.
Your anticipation, Mr. President, that other countries will assist in this effort to blockade Iran and those specific...
Yeah, other countries are going to also.
Which countries, sir?
We don't need other countries, frankly, but...
Which
countries, sir?
We don't need other countries, frankly, but...
He just did it again. All contradictions.
They've offered the services. We'll let it be known probably tomorrow.
Has the blockade started, sir?
Yeah, it started at 10 o'clock.
About a month ago exactly, he said he was going to assemble a coalition of countries to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This was like a month ago. Every single country rejected and said that they're going to wait till after the war is over. He then gets asked if he'll apologize to Pope Leo, and he petulantly says no, because Pope Leo said things that are wrong, and he's weak on crime. Dude, our president is a petulant child who's beefing with somebody that's literally just like, hey, I have no beef, I have no fear of this administration.
I have no fear of neither the Trump administration nor speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel, and that's what I believe. I am called to do what the church is called to do. We're not politicians. We're not looking to make foreign policy, as he calls it, with the same perspective that he might understand it.
All right. Very well said from the Pope. Very compassionate. Then Trump gets asked, will you apologize to Pope Leo?
Mr. President, if you classify Robert Barron's support to you and your policies, praising you for defending religious freedom,
yeah.
He now says you owe Pope Leo an apology. Will you apologize?
No, I don't, because Pope Leo said things that are wrong. He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you can...
He literally just said, make sure you're fighting war in a just way. I think he said that like a few days after a girl's school was blown up and 160 school children were killed. So yeah, he said, fight this war in a just way, please.
Not have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result. You have hundreds of millions of people dead, and it's not going to happen, so I can't. I think he's very weak on crime and other things, so I'm not. I mean, he went public. I'm just responding to Pope Leo. And you know, his brother is a big MAGA person, and he's a great guy, Lewis.
But what is happening here? He's attacking the Pope for being weak on crime, like the Pope is some sort of Democratic politician. To continue, Donald Trump gets asked, does your threat against Iran from before still stand regarding the civilization-ending threat?
Deal is not reached by the end of the ceasefire. Does your threat from before still stand?
Yeah, I don't want to comment on that, but it won't be pleasant for them. Let me put it that way.
So we're back to the escalatory rhetoric. We're back to the posturing. He then begins to rant about the 2020 election being rigged. I honestly don't want to play this clip of him ranting about the 2020 election being rigged. He then perfectly encapsulates the culture war that just consumes American politics in a better way than I've ever seen. He turns to this DoorDash driver and he asks, do you think men should play in women's sports? And the DoorDash driver, who I'm assuming is just an average American who just wants to, you know, make a living, says, I don't really have an opinion on that. I'm here about no tax on tips.
They want to have men playing in women's sports. Do you think that men should play in women's sports?
I really don't have an opinion on that.
You don't? I'll bet you do.
No, I'm here about
pizza.
No tax on tips.
Yeah. Okay.
Dog, most Americans aren't obsessed with culture war issues in the way you are. At least he like gave her a friendly tap afterwards, but he needs to understand that most Americans aren't obsessed with trans people. Most Americans aren't deranged and care about his conspiracy theories. I mean, dude, he went on for 90 seconds ranting about the 2020 election being stolen while he had a DoorDash driver standing next to him who was literally just there because she cares about the economy, as she said. I'm gonna leave it there. Help us get to 2 million subscribers and help grow the Mockler Media team and infrastructure by subscribing below. I love you all. Peace out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.